Hello, welcome to the Rethink Your Understanding podcast, where we dive deep into transformative insights on leadership, agile, lean, DevOps, value stream management, and flow engineering. I'm your human host, Phil Clark. I've been leading technology teams for over two decades in both eras of software delivery. In each episode, the AI-generated hosts dive into key concepts and insights from my articles and blog posts. While this conversation is generated by AI, there may be occasional errors or misinterpretations that differ slightly from the original material. Join me as we explore and improve our understanding of digital transformation. I hope this inspires you to read the original article and reach out to me to collaborate. You will find a link to the article in the show notes. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, please like, rate, and follow us on your podcast provider of choice. Your support helps us reach more listeners, and every review counts. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking content, and thanks for being part of our podcast experiment and journey. In this episode, the AI hosts explore my latest article on evolving our approach to value stream management, which originally adopted to bring greater visibility to our agile, lean, and DevOps efforts. But while preparing for a conversation with an industry leader about the product operating model, I had a realization. We weren't just managing flow, we were also structuring teams around outcomes. This episode dives into how VSM and POM, often seen as separate frameworks, are actually complementary disciplines. VSM optimizes how work flows, POM ensures that work is aligned to customer and business outcomes. When combined, they create a powerful operating model focused on both efficiency and purpose. Backed by industry research, we explore why high-performing organizations are embracing this convergence and what it means for the future of software delivery. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take sources you send us and, well, we dive deep into them.
Get the key insights out.
Exactly. And today, we've got a really interesting piece from The Learner. It's Phil Clark's article, How Value Stream Management and Product Operating Models Complement Each Other, from RethinkYourUnderstanding.com.
Phil Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. VSM and POM, always a relevant topic.
Totally. And when I first read Phil's opening, you know, where he talks about prepping for this meeting, it really made me think, okay, how do these actually fit together day to day?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And Phil's take, based on the article, is they both aim for the same thing, fundamentally delivering valuable outcomes.
Right, value.
But they come at it from, let's say, slightly different angles. VSM, well, Phil frames it around the flow of value. How efficiently does it get to the customer?
Okay, the process side.
Yeah, optimizing that process.
Yeah.
Whereas a POM, a product operating model, that's more about the organizational blueprint. You know, the structure.
How the teams are set up.
Exactly. How teams are set up, who's responsible for what, how they align to the bigger business goals, the custom outcomes you want. So yeah, VSM is process optimization. POM is more structure and ownership for product delivery.
Right. And the thing that really jumped out at me from Phil's article was this kind of aha moment he describes.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting ready for this meeting about their product operating model. And then, bam, he sees just how much POM thinking was already baked into their VSM setup.
So it wasn't like a deliberate let's merge these decision?
Apparently not. It just sort of happened organically. They ended up blending them. He even calls it VSM 1.5 to capture that evolution.
Yeah.
What do you make of that organic growth?
I think that's fascinating, actually. It suggests it wasn't some big top-down strategic plan. We must now integrate VSM and POM.
Uh-huh.
Instead, Phil's experience points to something maybe more common. As you get better, more mature at delivering value, really focusing on getting stuff to the customer efficiently, which is VSM.
You naturally start bumping into structure questions.
Exactly. You can't help but think, okay, how are our teams actually set up to support this flow? That's POM territory. It shows they aren't these like rigid, separate boxes you have to choose between.
They're intertwined.
Yeah, deeply intertwined aspects of just doing product development well.
Okay, so let's nail down the definitions Phil uses, just to be super clear. For him, a value stream, in software anyway, is basically the whole path.
The whole journey, yeah.
Yeah.
From idea to the customer using it.
Yeah.
Everything involved.
And value stream management, VSM, that's the practice of constantly trying to make that journey, that path, better.
Smoother, faster, higher quality, delivering more value at the end. It's all about optimizing that end-to-end flow.
Got it. Okay, so then the product operating model, the POM, Phil describes it as the blueprint.
Yeah, the blueprint for designing, building, delivering software. It's how you align everything, teams, processes, even investments, with the aim of hitting specific customer outcomes. And Phil really stresses that bit outcome-driven. That's key for POM.
Okay, so VSM is the engine running smoothly. POM is the architectural plan for the whole factory, building the car, making sure the assembly lines are logical.
That's a pretty good analogy, actually.
Yeah.
And Phil argues strongly they're not competitors, they're partners. Complementary.
How so?
Well, VSM sharpens how the work flows, making it efficient, visible. POM sharpens how teams are structured for purpose. Who owns what? Alignment.
Right. And he has that great line, doesn't he, about structure without flow?
Yeah. Structure without optimized flow is just bureaucracy, right? Lots of defined roles, but maybe nothing moves fast.
And the flip side?
Optimized flow without clear structure or purpose. Well, you might be delivering the wrong things really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Efficient? Maybe. But not effective.
Makes total sense. And that combination is where the magic happens, according to Phil. Modern digital companies, they need both.
Absolutely. A good POM gives you that clarity, ownership, accountability, focus on results.
And VSM makes sure the work to get those results actually gets done smoothly, effectively, and you keep improving how you do it.
And Phil backs this up too. He doesn't just rely on his own experience. He pulls in that plan view report. The 2024 project to product one.
Oh, yeah. The state of the industry report. What did that show?
Well, the data was pretty stark. High performing organizations, they were way more likely to use cascading OKRs objectives and key results.
Focusing on business outcomes, not just shipping features.
Exactly. Three times more likely, apparently. And they were also twice as likely to be regularly checking their flow metrics.
So the top performers are doing both strategic alignment via outcomes and operational efficiency via flow.
Precisely. It really hits home that you need the structure and the flow working together.
Yeah.
And Phil quotes the report, something like, ugh.
Structure gives us ownership. Flow gives us visibility. Outcomes give us purpose.
That's the one. The strongest organizations master all three. Really sums it up.
It does. So how did Phil see this playing out in their own VSM 1.5? He mentions domain-driven design, DDD, for defining value streams. How does that fit?
Right. So DDD helps you map out your business, the different parts, the problems you solve in each part. These become your domains.
Like boundaries.
Yeah. Clear, logical boundaries for your products or services. Using DDD helps create these persistent product boundaries, which is very much a POM principle, having stable, well-defined areas of ownership.
Okay, so it helps define what the value stream is actually for.
Exactly. It clarifies the product that the stream delivers, makes managing the flow within that boundary much easier, connects VSM and POM right there.
And then he talks about outcome ownership, mandating outcomes for initiatives and epics in JIRA.
Yeah, that's a direct hit on the POM outcome-driven principle Phil keeps mentioning.
So instead of just tracking tasks,
they're forcing the conversation towards what business value are we aiming for with this chunk of work? What's the anticipated outcome? And then, crucially, did we actually achieve it?
Shifts the focus from just building stuff to making an impact.
Clearly. And that focus on impact naturally informs how the value stream should operate,
right,
and whether it's, you know, actually working.
And that links to how they structure teams too, right? Cross-functional teams aligned to these value streams.
Yep. Another classic POM element. Empowering teams with all the skills they need to deliver value within their domain, their value stream. Right people, right skills, right stream.
Makes sense. And to check if it's working efficiently, they track flow metrics, VSM's bread and butter.
But as Phil points out, tracking flow efficiency, team health, quality, that also feeds back into the POM side. Are we building the right thing the right way? Are we improving?
And closing the loop by validating outcomes keeps it customer focused.
Which is vital for both, really.
Yeah.
So yeah, their VSM 1.5 looks like a very practical mashup of POM structure and VSM flow discipline.
But he's honest that it's not perfect, right? They still have gaps.
Oh yeah, definitely. He's quite upfront about the journey continuing. One big challenge is mid-level OKRs.
Meaning
translating those big strategic company outcomes into something meaningful that a specific team or group of teams can actually grab onto and see how their work contributes, creating that clear line of sight.
Ugh, the classic alignment challenge, connecting strategy to execution.
It's tough, and many organizations struggle with that piece. The other area is funding.
funding? How so?
They're still using more traditional project-based funding models, apparently. But their long-term goal is to shift towards funding products or value streams directly.
Why is that funding shift important if you're doing VSM and POM?
Well, think about it. If your teams and your work are organized around long-lived value streams, delivering product outcomes.
Funding things project by project feels disconnected.
Exactly. It can create weird incentives, stop-start work, silos, things that hinder the continuous flow VSM and POM are trying to enable. Funding the product or value stream aligns the money with the way you're actually working. It supports persistence and flexibility.
Okay, that makes sense. So despite those ongoing challenges, what benefits are they actually seeing from blending VSM and POM so far?
He lists quite a few. Stronger alignment is a big one. Product, architecture, delivery, all working better together.
Less friction.
Seems like it. Also, reduced cognitive load for the teams. Probably because those DDD boundaries give them clearer focus. They know what they own. Right. And prioritization is clearer. Purpose is stronger because it's tied to value. He also mentioned a cultural shift.
Towards results.
Yeah, accountability for results, not just we deliver the tasks. Plus, better visibility means faster, more informed decisions, and of course, sustained operational efficiency from that continuous improvement focus.
Sounds pretty good, all told.
Yeah, definitely sounds like they're on the right track.
So for leaders listening, maybe grappling with similar things, what's the main takeaway from Phil's experience, his advice?
I think the core message is, don't treat VSM and POM as separate initiatives or an either choice.
Yeah.
Be intentional about combining them.
Structure around value.
Optimize the flow.
Hold teams accountable for outcomes.
And keep learning. Keep improving. It's an evolution.
Right. He wraps up by saying the future is about harmonizing process and structure, doesn't he?
Yeah, not seeing them as opposing forces. Their VSM 1.5 is just one example of what that harmony can look like in practice.
It really drives home that point. You get this powerful synergy when VSM's flow focus meets POM's structure and outcome focus.
And it's cool that it wasn't necessarily planned from day one for them. It grew organically as they matured.
Which is a good reminder for everyone, maybe. These aren't rigid frameworks you just install.
Absolutely. They need to adapt. And the fact they're still working on gaps, like the OKRs and funding, shows it's a continuous journey. That's healthy.
So for you listening, hopefully this look at Phil Clark's article gives you some things to think about regarding your own organization. How are you balancing structure and flow? Are you thinking intentionally about both?
And we've really just skimmed the surface here. Phil's article itself has much more detail, more examples.
Definitely. We strongly recommend checking it out. Go to rethinkyourunderstanding.com. Look for Phil Clark's article, How Value Stream Management and Product Operating Models Complement Each Other. It's a really worthwhile read. And maybe it leaves you with this thought. What could you unlock if you started thinking more intentionally about designing that specific intersection, that harmony between flow and structure in your own context?